Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Irma, you step down and let Red Prysock blow. Yes, it's the Rooster Walk opening up the Relics and Rarity Show. Day the Rave here, and thank God in New Jersey, in a safe location, although who knows where this Irma storm is going to take us. But a lot of thoughts and prayers for the people down there in the wake of Hurricane Irma. Day the Rave here in the No Static Attic with the hits and those cool 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Red Prysock from late 1957, and it's called The Rooster Walk, and most appropriately, and sadly for today, Sound of the Volcanoes.
Bye.
Take cover if you're in the path of Hurricane Irma. Volcanoes, of course, later became the Tramps, the group that did Disco Inferno. Big Philadelphia hit in the summer of 1965 on the Arctic record label, The Volcanoes and Storm Warning. And as long as we are in Philadelphia, fire today, yes. Stylettes from the fall of 64, Cameo 45 called On Fire.
I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
A lot of people, a lot of folks are going to need a lot of help real soon. That's for sure. The Beatles. Dave the Rave.
Really rocking. Rocking with Dave the Rave.
Yes, and I need a rock and roll romance.
Ooh, what a doll. The man a little down in a record shop. We listened to a band that was real bebop. When I looked at the beauty, I knew what a glance. This was beginning a rock and roll romance. So rock, a rock and roll romance. Way rock, a rock and roll romance. So when you make them beat a bargain with your kissing and your hugging, that's a rock and roll romance. Well, I walked into the corner to a place called Joe's. Cats were really rocking on the heels and toes.
The walls here in the No Static Attic with that very cool 45. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. A rock and roll romance on the Lucky Four record label by the Big Rocker. We bring you the Balloon Farm, Question of Temperature.
There's a sudden rise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart. It just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane, whirling. Cool disposition just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of
temperature. Yeah. The morning, go to sleep at night with the fever.
Fever,
yeah. She says, I won't hang you up, and I said, baby, I believe you.
Believe you,
sure. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? The doctor says I got a very low resistance. Non-stop elevator pushing to the top. No second chance for a temperature drop. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of
temperature.
On fire. You know 45 that went top 40 in March of 1968 on the Lori record label by the Balloon Farm, Question of Temperature. And the most amazing thing I think about that particular record was that the lead singer was Mike Appel. Does that ring a bell? Mike Appel? Yes, he went on to later, you know, become the manager, the very first manager for Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, the same Mike Appel. Question of Temperature, Balloon Farm, Day of the Rave here on the No Static Attic. It's my Relics of Rarity show. He says, if it's a quest, is it a question of love? No, it's a question of temperature. But what if it is about love? There's a song about love. Vandellas on the Relics and Rarity show. Over the record. That does it for me. Martha the Vandellas on the Gordy record label. Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things. That will take me into that enchanted garden.
Enchanted garden. Make to draw another plan on
former Day of the Rave Discover of the Week there from the Accents, 1963 on the Mercury record label, tune called Enchanted Garden.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Dave the Rave has what you crave.
I keep on dancing for Daddy, wanna turn the jerk right now.
Call the Rave for your fave.
Message to everybody in the wake of Hurricane Irma. I hope you did heed that warning. Get out now! Tommy James and the Shondells from early 1968, a top 50 record, which should have been a top 10 record. One of my favorite Tommy James and the Shondells tunes. And speaking of Tommy James and the Shondells, how many people figured out my mystery record from last week? Did you know who was doing this record? Were you thinking Tommy James and the Shondells? 609-948-HITS, that's my phone number. We'll find out shortly if we've got any winners from last week. And look no further, just look into the radio. There I am, Dave the Rave. Because I can see why you were thinking Tommy James and the Shondells. Yes, that, if that's what you were thinking, well, guess what? He did record that particular song. He called it Say I Am What I Am in 1966. It was a hit record for Tommy James and the Shondells. However, yes, Sneaky Dave the Rave. I played the original version of that song, which was done by the Fireballs. The Fireballs, of course, they kind of reversed it. They did it first. They called it What I Am, Say I Am, where Tommy James called it Say I Am, What I Am. But the Fireballs did it first. We had two people who correctly identified that original version. Santi, God bless you, man. My heart is thinking about you, praying for you. Santi down there in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida. And, of course, in North Carolina, Bill and Debbie Wanner, they knew that that mystery record was indeed by the Fireballs. And, of course, we've got a new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down my phone number, or if you've got a special request for a lost 45, you can call me up at any time, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me, dave@davetherave.com. Here are the Fog Cutters. Those great jangly 45s. The Fog Cutters on the Charter record label. I Want Your Love Again. Yes, I need your love again.
Well, everybody. summer sometimes.
Zeppelin, top 20 record though in early summer of 1962. Don Gardner along with Dee Dee Ford and I Need Your Lovin'.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot.
WLC is the record label, because that's the way love should be. And I would think for $100, that record should be a little bit, you know, cleaner sounding. Wonder if that record dealer is still in business. Maybe I can get like a little bit of a rebate on that record. Good record, though, from the Roving Mob.
Go!
Well, I bet you could tell I'm a big Dave Clark 5 fan. Loved all those British invasion bands. Dave Clark 5, top 5 blaster there in the summer of 1964.
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Ho, 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 ho. It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
I want y'all to do. I want you to meet me down at Soulville tonight, tonight, tonight. We got something cooking tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, meet me down at Soulville and everything will be all right. Let's get together and let the good time roll.
Soul Patrol. Love this particular record. It's better than OK, even though it came out on the OK record label. Little Joe Cook. To call me down in Soulville. Gave it away with all the records you crave. Yes, you're gonna turn it loose, that's for sure. Otis Redding. Send it out to Daniel Kilbacki.
Come on.
ago, Otis Redding. I love that guy. Larger than life. I wish I could have seen him in concert. You know, I was getting close to getting somebody to take me to an Otis Redding show, and then sadly, back in December of 67, along with his band, the Bar K's, passing away. One survivor, but everybody else passing away in that tragic plane crash in early 1967. In December, early part of December of 67, the Big O. And the amazing thing about that particular song, which is kind of like an Otis Redding classic, Can't Turn You Loose. It was actually the flip side of a record called Just One More Day, which was released in December of 65, which peaked on the Billboard charts at number 85. If only they had that as the A-side, maybe it would have done better than 85 on the charts, but it turned out to be an Otis Redding classic, Can't Turn You Loose. Time for my Mystery 45. It's where I play a record, and just for fun, you get a chance to guess who is doing the record. And of course, you get one guess only. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, the email address, dave@davetherave.com, or dial me up. Give me a call, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487. Who is singing this record? Good luck to everybody. Mystery Oldie Time. Mystery Oldie 45. You get one guess. Call me up right now, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who did that last record? This is Relics and Rarities.
In a moment,
more than just the hits.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,125 45s, oh, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating just a little bit. This is my Discovery of the Week. Yes, it's a special 45 that came out in 65 on the Karen record label. A very hard-to-find 45 by Matt Lucas. I think you'll love this record, though.
Shotgun down. You ain't got to be young or old. All you got to have is soul. shotgun down. You gotta wind it up, baby, and break your shotgun down.
Said I was exaggerating about the number 45 just by two. Got to dig again, turn that one loose. It's my Discover of the Week there. Karen 45 from Matt Lucas. Once again from 1965. And baby, you better go, go. Well, maybe I better go, go. Because it's, yes, it's getting to the top of the hour. Time for the next radio program. I want to thank everybody as I get ready to do my soulful strut on out of the No Static Attic. Give up my air chair. But thank you so much for making this a real special hour for me. Hope you all enjoyed the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And if you've got a great lost 45, take the Relics and Rarities Challenge. Day of the Ray with all the records you crave. Contact me. I love to hear from you. 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487, or send me an email, dave@davetherave.com. You can check out archive shows of mine at my website, www.davetherave.com. And please keep those in the wake of Hurricane Irma. Keep them in our thoughts and our prayers, because it's a scary storm, that's for sure. So I hope all is well and safe, and I'm thinking about you. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.